The lines at the amusement park were so long. It took forever to get our turn. But I had tons of fun on the rides anyways.
Waiting is hard, unless you know something really good is coming. Guess what? You're tuned into the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Whether it's the line for your favorite ride or a prayer that's still unanswered, waiting can feel endless. But what if that waiting time is actually part of God's good plan? Psalm 130 reminds us to put our hope in the Lord. Let me read it to you. It says, "I am waiting for the Lord to help me. I trust what He says." Our story for today is entitled simply, Waiting. It felt like forever before it was Daisy's turn to ride the swinging ship. She watched the line slowly move forward each time a new group got on the ride. Finally, it was her turn. "Ready?" Dad grinned. "More than ready," Daisy hurried to find a seat. The ride was just as fun as she expected, and she screamed each time it went down. Her stomach flip-flopped a little, but she still loved it. "Can we go again?" Daisy asked as soon as they were finished. Dad pointed toward the line. "It's still long." "I don't mind," Daisy said. Now that she knew how fun the ride was, she could wait forever. "You're sure you wouldn't rather ride something else?" Dad asked, pointing toward a shorter line. Daisy quickly shook her head. Dad smiled and led her to the end of the long line. "Some things are worth waiting for, huh?"
"Yeah," Daisy said.
Dad put his hand on her shoulder. "As you get older, you'll realize other things are worth waiting for, too. Sometimes we have to be patient to get something good."
"Like riding on a swinging ship?" Daisy asked.
"And things even better than that," Dad said as they slowly moved forward in line. "God has good plans for you, Daisy. He loves you so much He sent Jesus to save you from sin and give you eternal life. You can trust Him to bring good things into your life at the right time. Be patient as you wait for Him to show you what they are."
"What kind of things?" asked Daisy.
"Well, for example, it took a while for me to figure out God was calling me to be a pastor. Waiting for Him to lead me where He wanted me to go wasn't easy, but it helped me grow in my relationship with Jesus." Dad smiled. "You can trust God to lead you in what's best for your life, too." Daisy nodded. The line didn't seem so bad when her dad was talking, and she knew how much fun she was going to have at the end. She was glad she could trust God to help her be patient and wait for the good things He had planned for her, too. So how about you? Do you ever get impatient? Think of something you know is worth waiting for, like a fun ride or cookies baking in the oven. The good things God has planned for you are worth the wait, too. He loves you so much that Jesus died and rose again to save you, and He has good plans for you. Be patient as you wait for Him to show them to you. Our key verse is Jeremiah 29:11.
"For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
And our key thought for today, wait patiently for God's plan.
Hey, Zach. Why did God create mosquitoes and poisonous snakes?
It can be hard to understand sometimes why God created things like mosquitoes and poisonous snakes when it seems like they only cause trouble. But here's what you need to remember. When God created the world, everything was good. He said so. There was no danger, no harm, and no death. So mosquitoes and snakes were a part of God's good creation, but now we live in a world where some things can hurt us because of sin. Just remember, though, God cares for us and has given us wisdom to be careful around dangerous things. I hope that helps to answer your question. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.